Bremen Sports. I'm Kevin Falmas. The Golden Gopher men fell at Penn State last night 77-75 and now have dropped seven in a row.
I think we couldn't have played the last part of the game any better than we did. Being down 10, come back, do the deal, tie it up on that play, and we played great defense the last possession.
Yeah.
It just didn't go our way here tonight. And so I'm really disappointed. I thought for whatever reason, and I can't answer why, I just didn't think our defense early in the game is what it needed to be. I mean, it's very hard to go on the road and shoot 67% in the second half and not find a way to win.
That's Nico Medved. The Gopher men are home against Michigan State Wednesday night at 6. The Gopher women, however, got a big win at home against Purdue. They beat the Boilermakers 88-55.
Well, I thought our young ladies played with a lot of energy, and they made great decisions on both ends of the court for the most part. And obviously, we weren't perfect on either end, but I thought we played really hard. And when we gave something up, we came back the next possession and did a much better job. And that's really what this is about. I was really proud of our young ladies the third quarter against Wisconsin a week ago. We came in, we tried to make some adjustments, and they got going a little bit. And I thought today in the third quarter, we really established ourselves and did a really nice job on both ends of the ball.
That's Gopher head coach Don Plitzewite. The Wild, they were in Edmonton and blitzed the Oilers 7-3 on Saturday night. Brock Faber was one of seven goal scorers.
Yeah, special teams was huge tonight. We battled through their pushes and took advantage of our opportunities. Wally played great. Overall, I thought it was a pretty good game for us.
The Wild are home against Montreal tonight at 6:30. The Timberwolves are on the floor at 6:30. Tonight they're at Memphis for a rematch with the Grizzlies. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.